What is a tasting? As I mentioned, perpetually thin women choose to have some sort of snack during their eating window, which usually is no more than about 200 to 400 calories. And again, they don't count those calories. They just choose things that satisfy without being equal to a meal. So what would a tasting like that consist of? Maybe a leftover from yesterday's meal. Did you put a small leftover in the fridge that would make a good tasting? A quote tasting is the equivalent of a snack. The size of the tasting depends on the individual. Some of the people who are really thin might have a calorie tasting that would amount to 150 to 250 calories. This could be a protein bar or a handful of almonds or vegetables and hummus. The tasting is most of the time whatever their body is craving. For example, my friend Lori may have a healthy Starbucks protein bar because it's quick and easy to eat on the run. My friend Kelly, however, will have raw veggies and a little bit of hummus with one slice of turkey. Some examples of tastings you can try are carrot chips with honey mustard and feta cheese, half an apple and two pieces of turkey, leftover salad from the night before, basic salad with feta cheese and a honey mustard dressing with two slices of deli turkey, red peppers and celery with half a cup of strawberries or half a cup of cantaloupe, one slice of cauliflower pizza. Let's talk about what I refer to as a hunger snack in my book, Waste Away. As I interviewed different women, almost all of them had a solution for curbing their appetites before it was time to eat. I asked, when you're hungry, what do you do to keep yourself from binging and keep yourself from getting so ravenously hungry? All of them said they either use a hunger drink or a hunger snack. One of the things that my mom and aunt used to say to me all the time was, slow down. I would get myself to the point that I was so hungry, I would eat all of the food in front of me, and I would eat too fast. If you look at my mom's purse at any given time, she always has snacks in her bag, raw or dry roasted almonds with no oil, walnuts or cashews. And usually when you are in the car with her within 30 minutes to an hour before lunch, she pulls out of her bag of walnuts and she has each kind of snack in a different little Ziploc bag. She has almonds in one bag, walnuts in another bag, and she literally pulls out each bag and says, "Who wants walnuts? Who wants almonds?" She almost sounds like the people at the baseball game selling the snack in the stands or the people at the carnival who say, peanuts, soda, popcorn. I would say a good 50% of the people I interviewed carried some sort of hunger snack with them at all times. Nuts, fruit, or dried fiber cereal are the top things that people would say they carry with them. It varied, but nuts were the number one thing that people carried. This is likely because they're high in fat and provide quick satiety. Kim carries Cracklin' Oat Bran cereal with her at all times in a little snack baggie or some kind of fruit. Some might bring a little bag of carrots, but they almost always would eat some sort of snack about 30 minutes to an hour before they were going to eat so they wouldn't be ravenously hungry. Hunger snacks can be consumed inside of your eating window. They're meant to be high protein, high fat snacks that keep you from feeling ravenous. The best hunger snack you can pick are nuts like cashews or almonds. If you can't find something high in fat, then look for a high fiber food. Good options are an apple with peanut butter, half an avocado, a pickle, or an egg. Don't make your hunger snack a processed high carb food.